In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Life is full of what-ifs. Some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? United Healthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Hello.
Hi.
We're back.
A long time not hearing a full brand new episode from us. Apologies.
You know what? Life happens. And sometimes people get sinus infections like Melissa. How do you think you got sick, by the way?
I don't know. I guess probably from when I went to the concert, but like you didn't get sick from it. Mm-mm. And neither did Allison or Gabe and Sonam. Like y'all, like Sonam was with me and then you were with me the day after. And then Gabe and Allison were with me on Friday, but nobody else got sick.
Now I'm getting sick, but I also could blame it on the trick or treater who coughed on me.
Yeah, but like it's been 2 weeks since you've seen me and you're getting sick now. So it wouldn't be the same thing.
No, I usually would get sick like immediately after. Two trick-or-treaters tried to come inside of our house. They were like so little. And I was like, you're adorable. Do you see that TikTok of that?
I've seen, did that? I saw a couple and Dad was like, of them,
oh, yeah. Okay. And they were so cute. And then there was one that just like coughed on me. And I was like, okay, thank you.
Yikes.
Yeah. Well, welcome back to another episode of Don't Blame Me. I fumbled there because I was like, what are we recording again? We've been off our game. We haven't recorded in a while, but Melissa was sick and now I'm getting sick. So we're doing this virtual and it's going to be a wonderful, amazing, great time. And we're here to we're here to save the day. We're here to save everyone's lives. And you have two people on, I'm on cold medicine. And so just know that like the, unfiltered, we're just going to be very honest, might be a little drowsy. Yeah.
I'm drowsy, but like I haven't taken any medicine since last night, so I'm alert.
Oh, wonderful. I'm drowsy and I'm on cold medicine. But, you know, that means that we're going to be really honest here and I probably won't talk as much, which will be great. I won't just drone on and on.
We'll see.
Ooh, and if you want to watch the video version to see the eye roll that she just gave me, you can check out the Patreon. It's a great time. video versions of all the podcasts. You can also listen to the audio versions ad free there. And we do live streams twice a month. And it's a wonderful, fun time where we vibe out. And it's fun because we've, if anyone's new and you're like, oh, I haven't done this before, just know that there's almost recently, pretty much there's always at least like one new person. Mm-hmm. So you will not be the only new, the only newbie there. And we promise. Maybe Lauren can come hop into like the DMs and we can post it on our story to like share that like we're very nice the first time you come, you know?
Ish.
We only start bullying you once you've been there for as long as other
people. Once we know you and know how. And know how to get under your skin.
Exactly.
Mary.
So, shout out Mary. So
the giant that is Mary.
Speaking of Mary. Mary, this is for you and for people who know. I saw a TikTok of a little girl interviewing Lil Wayne and she said, Mr. Lil Wayne. And it reminded me of you. So to explain what this podcast is, this is an advice podcast where we give you wonderful, amazing, life-changing advice that changes your life. And you can't blame us because it's in the title of the show. And if you want to call in and tell us what's going on in your life so we can fix it for you or attempt to, or at least give you a hee-hee-ha-ha-ha, you can give us a call at 310-694-0976. And international listeners, you can send us an audio message at meganpodcast@gmail.com. You can also slide into our DMs or just email us at that same email address and write it all down. If you're going to do a voice recording one, whether that's voice memo or voicemail, you have 3 minutes total. And that's a very long time, I promise you. So we ask that you write everything down and then read it out loud. Time yourself. Make sure you're under those 3 minutes because it will cut you off. And then record, just read it out loud. You have to be 18 or over, have your parents' permission. You can let us know your pronouns if you would like. You do not have to, but we do ask that you include your age and pseudonyms because it is all anonymous. And if you've like, it's about a relationship, how long you've been together, like give us the most relevant information so we can give you the most relevant advice. Otherwise, it might not hit the same. And then under 300 words, if you're writing it in. Well, let's give some advice. Let's change some lives.
We're going to start with an update, though.
I love that. Hello, M&M. I called in for advice all the way back in September 2021, season 8, episode 15, not wanting to relocate to live with boyfriend. It's been a while, but after giving your advice, you wanted me to update you on what I ended up doing. So to refresh y'all's memory, I called in for advice if I should move to a new city with my long-distance boyfriend of 2 years. I was having doubts in the relationship and second-guessing the choice to move. You told me I shouldn't move. He wasn't my person. I should be excited to move. And I would be excited to move if it was the right choice. I took that to heart and it also confirmed what I was thinking and feeling. I decided to call him and break up with him. After I told him I was feeling and then I changed my mind, he made me second guess my feelings and reasons for backing out. He guilted me saying we have worked so hard to get to this moment and why not just give it a shot to know for sure. I pushed back against that, but then he made a grand gesture and drove 6 hours to physically stay with me and didn't leave until he moved to his place. Red flag. That's mm-hmm. I don't even know if it's a flag. That's like a tent. Even with him staying with me for the entire week leading up to the move, I tried to be honest once again. I told him I didn't feel right and I don't want to do this. He made me feel like I was the bad guy giving up on our relationship and sending him home after a grand gesture of love. He again dismissed my relationship concerns and assured me that everything would be better once we lived together. I realized he was now being immature and delulu, but I had already quit my job at this point and my lease was up in a few days. So I gave in and I moved in with him. I felt in my gut that it was wrong to do the entire time, but he was gaslighting me so much, I somehow convinced myself it was cold feet and I owed it to him to try. Please don't judge my stupidity. He was highly manipulative and I'm an empath, so the situation fucked with my head. I would never judge you for this. This is all him. I tried my best. While living with him, I tried to move past my feelings and make it work. I ended up staying a total of 10 months. I won't go into detail, but things were not great and it definitely confirmed what I had known before I had moved. We were not compatible and distance was not the issue. Obviously, I feel resentful towards him and was a shell of my former self. I was missing my old friends and my old city. I started therapy, found my power again, and broke up with his ass. I moved back, got a new and better job, reconnected with my old friends, and also met my current boyfriend, who is amazing and the love of my life. I've been a listener since 2020, and I don't know if anyone who didn't take your advice has given an update. Moral of the story, Megan and Melissa are always right and always stand firm in your gut feeling. I grew a lot from this experience, but I would have saved a lot of time and heartache if I would have taken your advice. Love the podcast. I'm so glad you're in a better place.
Me too. And I want to say the title of this email was, I didn't take your advice and I regret it. But sometimes you got to live and learn.
Yeah.
Because you would, I think if you would have not done it, you would have been thinking like, what if I did go? Even though you knew in your heart that you shouldn't go. But I feel like you're probably a better person now, as in like when you're looking for a relationship, you know what the red flags are. And now it makes you better at picking who your next partner is. And you said that your current partner is the love of your life.
Yeah, that's amazing. And I think like, especially when this relationship was clearly like super manipulative and toxic and it didn't just appear overnight. So I do agree in the sense that like, I think if you hadn't moved in with him, you were already suffering at the hands of his manipulation and all that toxicity, that when people get their like claw, like they sink there, like they sink into you in that kind of way. It's a lesson either way. And I'm glad that like everything's going so much better now, and fuck that guy.
Yeah. Well, happy for you.
Yay.
All right. We're going to take a break, and when we get back, we'll get into the rest of the episode.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress. It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
In our live stream, our listeners are always recommending and talking about books, so We're so excited about Book of the Month because this is something that our listeners are going to love.
This is a brand that I've been familiar with for a long time. I like love watching people talk about it. I love seeing what books people are reading and like what books they have available. And I love everything about it. So I'm so excited for someone who like, you know, the ease of getting into a book, a lot of it can feel like really daunting. So to have like a service where it's like, you're going to get like high quality hardcover books, which that's my preferred way to read, at incredible prices, but also curated. So it's like amazing, cool, wonderful, great. This is, it's kind of like a straight shot into that, and something that Book of the Month you can do over and over and over again. And one of the great things about it is the longer you are part of the program, the cheaper the books get.
Book of the Month's mission is to help readers discover new books they love and promote the work of emerging authors. One of the amazing things about Book of the Month is that every aspect of Book of the Month experience is designed to be fun and special for readers. First of all, the books come in a bright blue box, which is very pretty. Me and Megan were just talking about them. There's also a fun app to pick your books and track reading progress. And as well, there are reading challenges and rewards.
And Book of the Month makes it really easy to decide what book to read next, which for me is like the biggest hurdle. I love when other people make choices for me, especially when they're good choices. And I'm like, cool, I can trust you. So each month, the editorial team reads through hundreds of new titles and they pick some of the best new books for you to choose from. All of the books are so good, you can't go wrong. And I mean that wholeheartedly. When we were picking like our selects for this, I was like, wait, I like all of them. This is hard. And I literally coordinated with Melissa and I was like, okay, so these are like my top ones. I'm assuming they will be yours. So don't pick the same one as me so then we can swap afterwards. And that's what we did.
So we got The Ministry of Time by Killian Bradley. And we also received The Return of Ellie Black by Emiko Jean.
The Ministry of Time is like, people are calling it like, if you're a fan of Outlander and like spy novels or time traveling books, it's quoted from Town and Country saying it's really innovative, fun storytelling. The Ministry of Time is definitely for you, and listed as 45 of the must-read books for spring 2024. And then Harper's Bazaar also said part time travel romance, part spy thriller, and 100% multifaceted joyride. When I tell you that, I was like, sold.
We're also excited about The Return of Ellie Black, and this one is about a missing girl who returns, but that isn't the end of the story. It's only the beginning. We both like a detective book. This one is 20 years since Detective Chelsea Calhoun's sister vanishes. Ever since, Chelsea has been searching for signs for closure for other missing girls. But happy endings are rare in Chelsea's line of work. Which, that sounds so intriguing. And I'm looking forward to reading this novel so much.
Can't wait. And we're so excited to usher in this new sponsor. And we know y'all are already going to love this. Plus, we've been recommended this so many times. Mm-hmm. So we've already got fans in you. Try the service yourself at bookofthemonth.com. And you can get your first book for $5 with code PETALS. That is your first book, $5 at bookofthemonth.com using code PETALS. And we are back.
All right. First up, we've got a write-in. Hi, Megan and Melissa. I love all the pods. They make my week. I, 19, she, her, am writing for Don't Blame Me for some advice on if I should ask someone out, how to ask someone out. I have a crush on someone in my gender and communication class, and I really want to get to know this person more. His name is Peter, he, him. I literally know nothing about him besides the fact that we're in the same class. I don't know how old he is, what year he is, what his major is, if he's single. I only found his Instagram because of a project we did together in class. I've only spoken to him during our class, small group discussion, but he's really cute, nice, funny, from what I know. I've never asked anyone out before, been on a real date, or been in a serious relationship, so I really don't know what to do. Should I just ignore it and probably never see him again after the semester, or should I ask him out? How do you even ask someone out? Where do you go? Am I being weird and obsessive? Do I follow him on Instagram and reach out? Give me the tough love. I can handle it. Thank you so much. This is cute.
It is cute. I think you're being a little weird and obsessive, but like, we've all been a little weird and obsessive.
Yes.
We've all been here.
I think we're like, even like when you've been seeing someone for a minute, you're still like a little weird.
No, you're still a little weird and obsessive.
Yes. Like you know, like you get those, you see them post something on Instagram or something and you get those little, whew, or like, I don't want to be the first one to look at this. And mm-hmm. I hate how Instagram now, when it's somebody that you're looking at all the time.
Yeah, they go, want to see it? Like, and you go,
yeah. No, put it.
I do.
I don't want to.
But not this easily.
But not this easily, and not like to the point where like the minute they post it, it's the first thing that pops up. I don't let it be that I'm this thirsty. Yeah,
I feel
like I do like that. When I post something and I see that they're the first ones to look, I'm like, great.
And then you go, well, yeah. Uh-huh. Reverse. I know what's going on with you and your algorithm, but okay,
right?
Yeah, but don't do that to me.
But I don't want to. Don't do it to me.
Be for the girls, Instagram. Be for the fucking girls.
Mm-hmm. But one, I don't think this is going to be the last time that you see them. Even I went to a big university and I saw people all the time, even when I didn't have classes with them at all. Like, you'll still see them around. And this was also like, you got to keep in mind too, that like, I was on Facebook. Like, I was one of the first people on Facebook at my university. And that's the only like social media that we had. And so like, people were quick to follow people because it's like, this is how we add, like you had to add people for them to join Facebook.
Whoa.
So I was, I like legit, my very rich friend, I feel like she knew somebody that got us on to Facebook because she was like the first person at our school that was on Facebook. Wow. And then she added me. But I would go ahead and add them now. Like, I don't think there's anything wrong. You've had discussions with them, you've been in the same group. I don't think there's anything weird about going ahead and add him. And if you're feeling like nervous about talking to him in person, I feel like social media is the best, is like a great buffer for that. If you want to make it less weird, I know we're coming up at the end of the semester, like in case you're like afraid of getting rejected, maybe wait until the class is over. That way it's not weird in class, and add him like when class is ending, but like do something memorable at the end of the semester. So like, he's like, oh, okay. I mean, if I was in school, I would have just been like, hey, there's, you know, find some social thing that's going on and invite him there, or just like ask, are you going to this? Blah, blah, blah. It could be something that's like in the major, or if you know something he's into when you're doing your, Instagram stalking, find something that you think that he might be interested in, and it might not be something you're necessarily interested in, but it's a way to create an environment where you would be there together, and you can talk to him more outside of class. But I think it's cute. I think this is cute. Don't be afraid. And I know you haven't really dated anybody before, but this is the perfect time to start like just exploring dating while you're in college, especially since, again, we're coming up at the end of semester or quarter, whatever your school is on, and you can, you know, get some flirtation during winter break,
mm-hmm.
just on social media where you guys are just chatting back and forth, you know?
Yeah, I agree with all that. I would do a slightly shifted timeline in the sense that, like, I would add him now, and I would, the excuse for, I would ask him something about, like, I would ask him to study with you, like for the cram for the final, like I'm studying for the final. Mm-hmm. Like, do you want to, mm-hmm. I would start like that kind of thing there. And then also I would add him, see if like he has a girlfriend from the Instagram after you add him. So that's why I would definitely do the social media thing first. Also because I think social media can tell us a lot about a person, because like you don't know that much about him and you might not like him. And so I think asking someone out, I would rather know that I don't actually like you by spending 2 seconds scrolling on your Instagram than like arriving to a date or like a coffee or even a study session. So yeah, I would add him, do a quick little peruse, see if you're still into him.
I think she's already perusing.
Oh yeah, I guess if he's not private.
Yeah.
And then I would be like, hey, did you can even like, I used to do this all the fucking time with like people I liked. I'm like, do you remember what like the, which day they said the homework? Like I wrote down this day, but like, I don't think it's right. And they're like, oh no, it was actually like this one. I was like, oh my God, thank you. Or it's like, hey, do you actually, did you get a copy of like this? I can't find it online. And then like, you know, they can do that kind of a thing. And then hit up of seeing like, if you want to like, do you maybe want to like grab coffee and like study, or you, and like there's something like flirty and cute to do of being like, do you want to study for our final or get distracted and like not study at all for the final and like, or like distract, like something like in the sense of being like, we're both in this kind of thing together. Do you want to study for the final or get dinner with me so I don't have to study for the final because I've been studying far too much? Like something flirtatious in that sense. So he mm-hmm. can opt in or opt out in a way, especially because it's like you've never really had experience with this. I would say I would tread lightly in the sense because there is a high the rejection just in the sense of like might have a girlfriend, might be into somebody else, might not be interested in dating or whatever the reason is that like will have nothing to do with you. Even a seasoned dater can take it really personal. So I think like setting yourself up for an outcome, like if you have to envision in your head how they're rejecting you, if they do reject you, what is the way that is like most comfortable for you? So like for me, I know that that is not in person. I know that that is over like text message or over social media or something like that. And I also know that I like to give someone an out. So then they're picking from my two options, not just like shutting something down. So I think like that doesn't have to be how you operate, but figuring out what that would be, because dating is all about like picking yourself back up after that and like enjoying the time. But we can also get really like stressed out. So we don't even enjoy going on a date with someone because we're so worried about the outcome of it. Like it should be fun.
Yeah.
Have you ever asked someone out?
Yeah.
I feel like you definitely would have. I've never asked anyone out.
But I usually do it like a more of like a hangout type thing.
Like a group? The first or just time. Like chill?
No, just like chill. I was thinking about the last person that I hooked up in college, hooked up with, dated. And I was trying to think about how that came along because we were in a class together. It was a screenwriting class. It was the, like, I had like never offered a screenwriting class at my school. And he was in my screenwriting class my senior year. And he asked me if I wanted to come over and watch like a movie that we were like reviewing or something. It was something where I went over to his apartment. And then he was like showing me his camera equipment and stuff. And I was like, okay. And and then showed me some shorts he made.
No.
I truly did not know he was into me. I really just thought like we were just doing school. Yeah, I thought we were doing, like I wasn't into him at all. Really?
Oh, and you're having to sit through a short film on someone you're not even into.
Yeah, I was just like, this is because, again, like this was like a screenwriting class. They had never offered it before. And I was like, this is awesome. This is somebody that's like into the same stuff I am. And I'm thinking more of like, we're going to make some like shorts or something together.
He wants to make a different kind of movie.
Yeah. And so I was just like, I was like, cool. And I think we watched, I don't even want to say what we watched because that person is problematic. And then as I was walking out, he just kind of kissed me. And I was like, oh.
Jump scare.
Shocker. But like, he was a really good kisser.
Oh, that's what you're like, fuck.
The kind where you're like, he like held the size of my face. Yeah.
And you're like, well, damn.
Right. And I was like, oh, okay.
I guess I'm going to use you for your body now.
And then, yeah. And then we kind of start dating after that. So I just think like, hangouts can
lead
to things.
Did you ever start to like him?
Yeah, I did. Like, okay. After he kissed me, I just wasn't thinking of him in that light at all.
He wasn't in that box. So, like, you can't even fathom it.
Yeah. But then he got into that box.
Then he got in the box.
Yeah. And so I wasn't thinking about it. So I will say, like, just doing hangouts and things may lead to things that, you know, the other person isn't necessarily thinking about at the time.
It's a good call. Very, very, very good call. So I'm excited. Like a crush is so fun.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm really happy for you, writer. I would plant the seeds and at least start all of this before school happens again, because I definitely had a crush on a guy for more than one like quarter, and I wasted a hell of a lot of time when I could have gone on a date with him and realized that this man was so weird and like not cool, and like really he was with the one of the worst dates I've ever been on.
Mm-hmm.
He almost abandoned me on the side of the road, but instead he just had his friend drive me home, who then tried to have sex with me, and I was like, please let me out of the car. It was horrible. But like, if I had been bold and like made a move, I could have gone. I wouldn't have had to like have this like build up and stew on this. And then I started ignoring like clear red flags because I was like, I built up this crush on him. So I always think it's better to act earlier, because I have a bad habit of like stringing out those feelings, not doing anything about it, and then ending up in the situation being like, I actually don't like you at all.
Yeah. But that's, you know, when you're having a crush on people, you're kind of filling in the blanks of what you want them to be because you don't actually know them yet.
Yep. And when they're over 6 feet tall, it's dangerous. Because you fill in the blanks, you go, must be good. And it goes, actually, usually the opposite.
All right. Next one.
Yes. Hi, M&M. I hope y'all are doing great. So I don't know how to ask my friends to pay me back money that they still owe me. Whenever I buy my friends food or a concert ticket or anything, they usually forget and then they do eventually pay me back. However, it's always last minute. Like when I bought tickets for a Bad Bunny concert, my friend who I went with didn't pay me back until the end, till the day of the concert, almost a year later. They eventually did and apologized profusely. Or when I paid for my friend for brunch because she forgot her wallet and she didn't pay me back for almost 4 months. They did the last time we went to go get brunch and they also apologized profusely. This has happened multiple times and I'm genuinely surprised how people don't have a calendar or use a reminder app on their phone. So currently, I have a friend who hasn't paid me back for the Beyonce Renaissance movie I pre-ordered and it won't come out until December 1st. How do I get myself to tell any of my friends that they owe me money without waiting until the last minute or ever? Or without singing, "Bitch, Better Have My Money" by Rihanna whenever they come over to my house. I'm usually pretty straightforward with everyone when it comes to money, but when it comes to money, it's weirdly tricky. Maybe that's just me. Hoping a listener can relate as well.
I mean, there's been times that you and I have owed each other money and then we forget about it. But I've owed you money too.
The thing about me, I'm going to forget and I'm going to hope someone will remind me because otherwise I have no idea.
Yeah. And then like we have sent each other Rihanna memes without like anything, just like,
yes.
And it's like, my money.
Oh, you're right. I do. Let me get it. How much was it again? Like, it's just.
Yeah. But if you want your money, one, if you're loaning people money or buying things or, you know, like you should never buy people things unless you're expecting not to get your money back, which is bad. But like, don't loan it if you don't have it. But two, we live in the digital age of Venmo and things like that. Just send them a money request. As soon as you want the money, just send the request.
Yeah. I also firmly believe if someone is going to cover money for you for something and it's not need-based, it's not like, oh, I don't have enough money in my account to pay my utilities and my friend is like loaning me some money like that. But like when it's for like extracurriculars, if you are the person paying, there's in an ideal world, people wouldn't forget and would immediately pay you back. But you have done the nice thing by fronting the cost. There is nothing you can then do that makes you the bitch, someone who's nagging, anything like that. Like you have relinquished any of those roles by behavior because you have fronted the cost. And so then you like it, you shouldn't have to be like immediately after be like, hey, pay me back. Like you don't have to pay money and also be chill about it. Like you don't have to be both.
Yeah, I think as soon as you're like, you buy it or be like, hey, I'm getting tickets to the Renaissance movie. It's this amount. Send me the money. Like, or just, again, send them a request on Venmo. If you want cash, next time you see them, be like, hey, remember to bring me this.
And you can also lie and just say, like, can you pay me back? Like, I think I'm going to be short on, like, I really need the money back. Like, you can guilt people into paying the money back because, like, it is your money.
Mm-hmm.
And as someone who forgets all the time that I owe people money, there's never been a time where I've been like, oh my God, like chill out. Cause I'm like, no, you literally gave money. Like I owe you money. Like there is no realm in which you are then the bad person in the situation. Like there is no ego there or being like, oh my God, chill, like chill. Right. It's not that. And I think people always worry about like, they don't want to be the person who, I will say, I do find it annoying if someone is like covers a tab, like you're going out to like, or something like that. And it's like, you owe $2 and like you hang out all the time. And there's a lot of like, you got the tab last time and it was like $2 that they owed you, but you're like, I'm not gonna do that. But then they never offer to pay you back the money that you've spent on them, but they always expect you to pay back the money that they've spent on you. That is annoying. But unless it is like, again, not reciprocated, you never fall into the position of being that annoying person on Venmo.
Yep.
That's only time that person is annoying is when that person is asking to be paid back when they never pay anyone else back.
Right. Right. But like the thing with brunch, I would have just asked for the money, like Venmo'd immediately. That should have been something
you don't
that
leave
was
the table
handled immediately
without paying back on. Like, and I'm a big believer. I'm like, we don't leave the table because I can't do math. Like I need you. I'm going to hand you my phone and you're going to enter in how much money I'm supposed to pay. And I'm going to type it. I'm going to show you because I don't.
Yeah, that's every time when Gabe and Allison come over to order when we have lunch. They're bad at math. And so I just do everything, do a spreadsheet, and then just Venmo requests immediately. Yep. And they pay me back.
It's far easier that way.
Mm-hmm. So I would say in the future, just ask for it immediately.
Or stop covering.
And stop covering, yeah.
You get the points. I really hope you're getting good credit card points.
Yeah. I mean, like, even like when I went to the Janelle Monáe concert, I bought those tickets. Like, I bought two tickets because I was going to go regardless. With and someone. I was just going to ask, you know, and I wasn't going to have anybody like pay me back because I was going to go regardless for that. Mm-hmm. But like, my cousin was like, no, I'm going to give you some money for it. But I was like, I don't want your money. But when we got to the concert venue, she bought like all the food, which food at concert venues is so expensive. She bought all the food and drinks and like anything else that we needed, which it came out to the same amount of money as the ticket was. So,
yeah, I think that's the those are the kind of friendships I enjoy in the sense of like money shouldn't have to feel like weird. And I say this as someone who's like not good with money. Melissa knows how bad I am with money, but like I'm not. My issue is not that I spend it. It's just I don't know how to add or like write numbers
down. And you don't spend money at all.
No, not at all, at all. Yeah. And so like that is something that I don't like ever think that me being like bad at money or not understanding any of that, like I am that friendship should never feel awkward when it comes to money in general. Like I know that's a hard thing to say, but like I think money can get weird in relationships, but like friendships, like your good friends like will not care.
Yep. All right, we're going to take another break, and when we get back, we'll get into calls.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you. Add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
And we're back, and it's time to roll the tapes. Get those voice box. Get those voices going.
Love you guys so much. I've been listening to the podcast for literal years. It's so insane. Anyways, I'm just gonna jump right into it. So I have a girlfriend, right? And she moved for work, whatever. Her sister's in the same city as her, so she moved into the sister just for a little bit, just, you know, right before she gets back on her feet for like 2 weeks or 2 weeks and extends a little bit. Who cares? The sister's like, hey, maybe we should like move in together because my lease ends in June. So if you want, we could just, you know, split it. Now here's where it's getting crazy, because I just want to hear y'all take on this, because my take is like, what the fuck's going on? Because my sister makes double the amount of money that she makes because her sister's a nurse. Okay. Now I'm listening to the situation and like, I'm telling you, I'm like, okay. Now she tells me, yes, she wants to split it 50-50. I'm thinking, the fuck is this? Am I crazy, or is this not proportional or something? Like, I can't put my finger on why this doesn't feel right to me. Maybe it's because, like, she just moved and she's just getting back on her feet and, like, with a job and stuff like that. But I feel like if you split the bills with, like, I would say with a partner or a family member, I'm going to say that. Because with a friend, maybe you're not going to be as lenient or whatever. But I feel like the bill should be split proportionally. I feel like that's the more ethical, correct, morally correct way to do it. Because if she splits the bill in half, she's like borderline poor, like borderline, like at the brink, like is we like living paycheck to paycheck, and she could live by herself for the same amount of money that she'd be splitting out with her sister. Okay, I was like thinking about this. I don't know. I just think it runs my spirit. Like, I don't care about her living situation. Don't care. That's not what bothers me. I'm really, really just thinking about. Is this, just in general, like, how would you guys feel? Like, how would you guys feel? I don't know. It doesn't seem right in my spirit. Then again, we have different cultures. Like, in my culture, this is just, like, unheard of. You would, like, live with your parents would come to live with you when you're an adult and you're established. Like, it's very, like, raised by a village mentality. And so maybe it's because I'm not, like, American. That's why I don't understand it. But this feels psycho to me, like, your own sister doing this. I don't know. I haven't shared much of my opinion on it because, like, this is your family, your sister. I'm just your girlfriend. I'm going to mind the visit that pleased me if they am. I've been doing too much, but I don't know. It's very odd. Anyway, I hope you guys answer this because I'm like, what the fuck's going on? Love you guys.
Her like partner, or is it like a friend that's a girl?
I think it's girlfriend partner, because at the end they say, you know, who am I? I mean, I'm just the girlfriend in the situation, like here in like the sense of being like, it's not my life, it's not my family, like it's girlfriend, but I'm just the girlfriend. You can listen. There's also a mention in the middle of moving in together, and I think that POV is from. This is how they found out about the splitting 50-50 is because then they talked about moving in together.
Okay. But still, like, that still works either way.
I know, it's
like
now that you're saying that, but.
Because it's like, I have a girlfriend, or is it like my girl? I would think that if it was like partner, it'd be like my girlfriend instead of I have a girlfriend.
See, that makes logical sense, but the entire time, when I'm hearing it, I still thought it was. I mean, I guess it doesn't really matter.
It doesn't matter. Either way, I think it's none of your business. Like, what
I do think it's weird, though.
I do think, yes. Do I think it's weird? Yes. Like, I think that, like, if Melanie were to move in with me, and as we were initially deciding before she got married and pregnant, like, she was supposed to move to L.A., and we were supposed to be here together, and we were both would have been in school together, but I would have been working and in school because I was like older than her. And then I think by the time she got here, I would have just been working. And so it would have made more sense for me to pay more money than her, especially depending on like where we were going to live.
Mm-hmm.
Even when me and Megan moved, we're living, not this Megan, my sister Megan, when we were living together in college, I was working more than she did. And I like, there were times where I would cover her rent for her because it just made more sense that way. Yeah, so I understand where you're coming from. And I do think that it should be proportional, but I don't think it's your business.
I only think it's your business if this is your romantic girlfriend, not if this is a friend girlfriend. Because are we going to include the beginning part? Melissa and I were trying to figure, yeah. Like, I assumed that this is your partner girlfriend. And Melissa was like, but you would say my girlfriend, not I have a girlfriend, which is a very valid point. And so now I'm not sure. But so in my mind, I would say if this is your romantic partner, this is your business. I think regardless if it's your partner or not, if it's a friend, you're allowed to have an opinion. But I don't think that, like, it's your business. You can have opinions on lots of things.
You
can
have opinions on things that you don't share. But also, like, even if it's your romantic partner, then I'm like, how long have y'all been together? Because if y'all have been together like 3 months, it's not your business. But if y'all have been together like 2 years, then yes, it's your business. If you're gonna like continue having a relationship, you know, like this is saving for finances in the future. But
yeah. I think if it's like you, this is your partner and this is a romantic relationship, I think like to the extent of which it is your business, I think that you would not be out of line to say, to ask like, oh, is it like you guys don't pay rent proportional? And then if girlfriend says like, no, like, do you think that's a little weird? I think you can be like, I mean, I think that that's like kind of puts you in a tough spot, but like, you know, it's not my business. I think that's the extent of it. If it's a friend, I think you avoid the conversation completely. But like, I think in a romantic setting, I think you have to be more careful about how you talk about a romantic partner's family. Like if you're a friend, you can be like, that's fucked up that your fucking sister did that. But like, I think if you're together, I wouldn't go that level. I don't think it's chill. I don't think it's cool. And I think it's especially like, nursing is like very hard and you have more schooling, you have all of this kind of stuff. And so like, you know, the grind, and then the part about nursing is like, then you start making pretty good money, right? After you've kind of gone through all of this and you know, you can look at someone who is also just starting and getting on their feet. And I think in general, if you're going to live with someone else, especially if you're going to live with a younger sibling, you need to have a mentality of, I'm going to take care of you and however I can, whether that is financial, whether that's emotional, whether that's like whatever that is. Like my role as an older sibling is to take care, like it's to take care of you. But if you don't have to do that, so then don't live with them. So like, that's the kind of thing that like, I do think it's kind of shitty too. And I agree with you, caller, in the sense that like, I think romantic relationships and family, that is where splitting proportional. I think friendship wise, it is pretty fair to not split proportionally. Then that I think is divided based on who gets what room. Mm-hmm. But I think it'd be kind if friends split things proportionally. And it also depends on like, if you move into where someone else is already living and you're essentially subsidizing what they were already paying, I think paying 50-50 is astronomical, because that you wouldn't have gone out of your way to get that place because it would be too far out of your budget. Mm-hmm. So I think when it depends on the budget, which like that could have been something with if you, Melissa, lived with your sister, like it's like if you have a higher standard of what you would want, then it goes, OK, so we'll pay proportionate to what you would be paying if we picked the cheaper place that you liked more, that was more within your budget. But like, I'm going to pay the difference for this. So, yeah, I would be if I was the sibling, I would be like, this is not chill. Like, this is hella not chill.
Yeah,
I would probably live alone at that point.
Yeah, but if she does that, she's paycheck to paycheck, so whatever.
No, but still paycheck to paycheck.
It's still going to be paycheck to paycheck either way.
But then you don't have to live with your sister, because like you have to. That's also someone you fight with more than you would a regular roommate.
Yep.
Also, I don't know if I said this, caller, I'm obsessed with your energy. I loved the vibe. I love the energy. And I could sense a little congestion in your voice as well. And just know that solidarity, you've got two other people here with a little bit of congestion.
A lot on my part, but yeah. Yes.
Molly's coming.
All right, next call.
Hey, girls. I love you guys so much. My fiance, 26, and I, 25, have been dating for about 6 years. About 3 years ago, we moved in together and we became very close with a mutual friend and his girlfriend, our same age. We're going to call them Lindsay and Carl. We lived in the same apartment building during COVID, and we now have a large friend group of about 12 of us. We're not best friends, but I'd say we're a step below. Lindsay and I have very similar tastes. So now fast forward to August this year, my fiance proposed, and I requested an unexpected engagement ring. It's a green sapphire, as Vibrisome's emerald, as well as my eye color. It is set in yellow gold and has vines and small diamonds surrounding it. Now, 3 months later, Lindsay and Carl just got engaged today. Carl proposed after someone else's wedding that they had to travel to. Her ring is almost an exact replica of mine. It is a green sapphire on yellow gold with vines wrapped around the ring. She posted a story on Instagram, so I texted her and congratulated her and asked for more pictures of the proposal and the ring, etc. I remember how elated I was that day. I wasn't mad at first until mutual friends started sending me screenshots pointing out the eerie similarity. I honestly just felt shocked. I remember a few times of Lindsay loving the green stone and complimenting me, even going as far to comment in front of her boyfriend, saying she just loved the ring. Carl even made a comment to my fiance that she wanted the same stone I had. I wasn't made aware of this at the time. As the day has gone on, I have now become fuming. I know after fact-checking with the guys that this ring was bought after my engagement. And did she rip off my engagement ring? I won't say anything to her, but should I? Do I just pretend they're not the same? Do I make it a joke? I don't think it's a joke. I think it's rude and tacky. I no longer feel like I should show her details I'm planning for my wedding because I think she's going to make them and take them her own. I keep saying imitation is the highest form of flattery, but honestly, it just makes me mad that we now have the same ring at the same time. She texted me back. She's so excited and happy and sent me an up-close picture of the ring. I haven't responded, and I don't know how to at the moment. I'm glad I didn't ask her to be at my bridal party because of this, honestly. Should they have asked permission to have a ring so similar to my untraditional ring? I know I'm not the first to ever do it, but what would you guys say or do? When I see her in person, I can't decide how I'm going to react. I'm not excited about the ring, but I can be happy for her at the same time. Should I just say, screw you? How dare you steal an idea so special to me? Is Carl just that stupid? I'm going to add a side-by-side of the rings and an email to you guys, but thank you so much. I sincerely need your advice.
I'm going to say right now, I think this is a Carl problem. I do not think this is a Lindsay problem. I think there's a chance it's a Lindsay problem, but I would put the blame on Carl because when your girlfriend says, oh, I really love her ring, to me, this is, I think it's more likely that he goes, oh, cool, easy, goes onto your Instagram, grabs a pic of that. He knows that she likes your ring and then has no creativity of his own to change it up versus her telling him she wants an exact replica of your ring. You know, like I think that like I would always rather assign lazy intent than malicious intent, especially to people you're friends with. Some guys are just like not creative in that sense. But I would then think that if you saw her in person, if that's the case, she would tell you like, I'm sorry if this is weird. Like I mentioned that I really liked your ring. I had no idea that he was going to get like your exact ring, but she might not send that over text message because they, I'm assuming, live together. Like it, she might not want to have that
they
there.
Live in the same building.
Oh, yeah, true. That's what I mean. So like, I think that like there is a chance that like she could have said something like that, or like also, I think that they again, not if we're not if we're choosing to not assign malicious intent, how fucking embarrassed would you be if you were Lindsay that you got engaged and your boyfriend picked the exact same ring as one of your friends?
I honestly wouldn't care.
No, but I'm saying like if it wasn't assigned maliciously and if she just like told him like, oh, I really like this and like tried to use that as a jumping off point. And like maybe we assume that like in private, they've had other conversations where she's shown other rings. And it's just like, I told you all these different things I like and you literally just copied her exact ring. Like that puts me in a weird position. But like, I also don't have any qualms because like I have like the most common engagement ring. So like,
yeah. I know what kind of ring I want too, and I've wanted this ring forever, and it is like unique. A lot of people don't have this ring, but if I saw somebody, I want a canary
of course
diamond.
Bitch, yeah. What I was gonna, do you want pear shape or marquee?
I don't want pear shape.
I like know in my head, I was like, you want a Real Housewives of Atlanta ring, but like a nice one.
I don't think it, I don't know what it's,
what shape is it?
Cushion. There's like a lot of things that I want, but if somebody else had the same ring, mm-hmm. I would not, I truly wouldn't care.
Yeah. I think like it is a really slippery slope to kind of go down when it comes into wedding stuff of being like, and I have both Melissa and I have like big individualistic complexes, but like with weddings, that is something like if you start thinking like, oh, I don't want this person to like every wedding is a copy of everything else. Mm-hmm. And like, I do think that like it will make you really susceptible to like start going fucking crazy. And like in a sense of like you will be miserable, not saying that like other people are gonna be, oh my God, like going crazy. Like, you know, I think you will drive yourself insane and you will be really unhappy if your quest for a wedding or for all of this, like to let this interfere with your friendship when like, I don't think that there's malicious intent by it. Like, I think it can be a little bit weird, but I don't think that it's, I think it's more likely that it's just kind of cringy than like something really fucked up and malicious. Like it can right. be like maybe a social faux pas, but I also think that I would say like a prom dress is something that I wouldn't like go out and get the exact same thing of, or if I had a friend who's like going to a wedding and I was like, oh my God, that's so cute, I'm going to get that same dress. But like an engagement ring, like that to me is kind of like, there's no way it's going to be the most unique thing in the mm-hmm. in the world. And even like I'm on like a bunch of like jewelry subreddits and people will post like, saw someone post their ring here and like that I got engaged and like I had shown my fiance, like my boyfriend at the time, pictures and like this is what he did. And people were like, oh my God, that was my ring, I love it. And people are like, oh, I've always saved this. Like there's only so much you can do with that. Right. And there's only so much that looks good too. So like sometimes right. things that have never been done don't look good. But I think if you're going to live your life in like a nobody can copy me kind of a thing, I don't know how happy you're going to be at the end of it.
And I want you to focus more on the meaning behind the ring and not the physical ring itself. Like, yes, the physical ring is important, but it's important to you. And you think about your individual ring, like it might look the same as somebody else. And you even said that, you know, that you're not the one that came up with this. As it is. So like, yeah, like everything is a copy of everything. Nothing, there's nothing new under the sun.
And also, why didn't your fiance tell you that like he had asked about it?
Yeah.
Cause I think that's like, I just wouldn't put all of this blame on her at all because I don't know. I think like sometimes people can do things that like for us feel like, what the fuck, why would you do that? And like, you realize that this person had no idea. And so like, why would I punish someone or like choose someone out for that when I'm like, this person has no idea that they had done anything wrong. And if they did know, they probably wouldn't have like done that. Mm-hmm. So I always think it's better to give your friends and people you care about the benefit of the doubt with that. Like, I always think like, until you've copied me unanimously, like obviously, like undisputable, more than three times, I'm not going to assume the first two are copies because there's only just so much by proxy, whatever that is. So yeah. And also like Melissa said, like yours, you have all this great meaning behind it and she might also, they might have great meaning behind theirs, but there's also a chance that like, again, her boyfriend just picked a ring that he knew that she liked and there is no mm-hmm. meaning behind it. And so like, that sucks for her. Like, and like, she's not a villain for that. I don't think anyone should be punished for lack of creativity.
Right. Agree.
So, sounds pretty though. Did we get the picture?
Mm-mm.
Well, when you hear this, caller, send it, and maybe that will change my mind.
It's not going to change mine.
No, but like, you know, to be totally honest, the only way it's going to change my mind is if this ring, which I don't think it is based on how you describe it, if this ring is uglier than Bella's ring in Twilight, and then I will go, this person is literally being so petty that they're choosing to have a hideous fucking ring to make a point.
I imagine though, when y'all get together, if you haven't already, twins. She's gonna be like, twinsies. Yep.
Take a pic, twins.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, that's all the calls.
Amazing. Wonderful. We hope you all enjoyed this episode. We had a great time. If you also had a great time, there are so many things you can do. You can leave us a review on the podcast app or on Spotify, but you can also join our Patreon, support the show, watch the video versions, again, listen ad-free, and join us for our twice monthly live streams where we hang out, we have fun, we cook, we talk shit, and now finally we can talk about TV and movies without having to cut it out or just take stop. So it's a great time. And as always, send us your voicemails, your voice memos, your emails, and your DMs so we can give you some advice. And stay tuned for the rest of the week. We have so much more content for you. Tuesday, we have...
See you next Tuesday.
What do we do on See You Next Tuesday?
We just catch up with each other's lives. And this one that you'll hear tomorrow, it's just a lot of us just catching up the last 2 weeks. We have been texting each other, but we just haven't seen each other.
And then we don't have anything on Wednesday. You get to recoup. And then Thursday, we have... But Am I Wrong? Which is when we talk shit ethically. You know, we tell you if you're being wrong. We talk about if we're wrong, and we talk about pop culture in the same kind of format. It's a fun time. And then what do we have on Friday? Friday's the big. That's what everything leads up to. It's a foreplay for Friday.
Fisting Friday, and that's when we read the results from the previous. But Am I Wrong?
Hell yeah! So, gird your loins. Buckle on in and enjoy.
All right. Well, we will. We don't have anything to end this episode. Say,
goodbye.
Goodbye.
Don't Blame Me is a production by me, Megan Rinks.
And me, Melissa D. Montz, plus Diamond Imprint Productions.
Post-production sound and editing by Coco Lorenz.
Production assistance by Melanie D. Watson.
And music by Giacomo Picasso and Ryan Hunter.